This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
A progressive Democratic primary challenge to President Barack Obama? Well, that's what some high-profile folks are now discussing in the wake of the president's apparent capitulation to Republicans over the phony debt ceiling hostage crisis over the past several weeks. Economic terrorism, of course, brought on by the GOP. Over the last few weeks, among those calling for a primary challenge to the president, the popular Senator Bernie Sanders, two-time presidential candidate and consumer advocate Ralph Nader, oftentimes presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich, of course, and now some 75 members of the California Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus who passed a resolution calling for such a challenge over the weekend. We'll be joined by the chair of the California Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus, Karen Bernal, to discuss all of the above shortly, along with your calls and opinions on the matter to 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. If you would like to get in on the discussion, if you have an opinion on whether it is time to put up a progressive Democratic challenger in the primary elections to President Barack Obama. Hey, welcome to the Bradcast. It is I, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow here every Wednesday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM in San Diego, and 99.5 FM in Ridgecrest and China Lake, and of course, coast to coast and around the globe on KPFK.org. Glad you could join us this afternoon for the fastest 28 minutes on broadcast radio. Last week at bradblog.com, our legal analyst Ernie Canning, an unapologetic progressive, advocated for a Eugene McCarthy-style progressive Democratic challenge to President Barack Obama for the Democratic Party nomination in 2012. As Canning argued, quote, "What this nation needs is someone who truly represents the interests of the vast majority of our citizenry to immediately challenge our incumbent president in the Democratic primaries." His hope, as he details in his article, was not necessarily to defeat the president, but to help shift the debate back to the left and to ideas that the majority of Americans support, ideas which Obama has not supported through his policy positions as president, at least so Ernie Canning argues. It's hardly unheard of course, in modern American politics, at least on the Democratic side, for an incumbent president to be challenged by someone in his own party. See the late Senator Ted Kennedy challenging President Jimmy Carter back in 1980. Eugene McCarthy challenged Lyndon Johnson on the Vietnam War in 1968. Later on that same day, last Friday, when Ernie posted that article at bradblog.com, Ralph Nader, the former Green Party and then presidential and then independent presidential candidate, appeared on Current TV's Countdown with guest host David Schuster to talk about the very same thing. Nader argued that a progressive stepping up as a primary challenger would force a vigorous debate on issues that are important to the progressives in the Democratic base, but which have been ignored or even countered by the president. His intention, as well, he says, is not to defeat Obama, but to move the debate itself.
Well, the premise is that they're not there to defeat him. They're there to make the major directions, redirections, the new starts, the issues of the liberal progressive base that put him in the White House in 2008 on the agenda. Otherwise, it's going to be a very tedious, repetitious primary campaign from Iowa on to New Hampshire for President Obama. No challengers, no debates, a unanimous nomination. And he will be able for another 4 years, should he win, which is likely, to turn his back on the liberal progressive base and become Obama-Bush administration two.
Obama-Bush administration two. Ouch. David Schuster, who was guest hosting that night on Countdown, then challenged Nader's premise, suggesting that such a challenge to the president of the United States could be both harmful to him and to the Democratic Party.
But what about the argument that a primary challenge to President Obama would hurt him, cause fissures in the Democratic Party, and possibly impede the party efforts in the general election?
Well, just the reverse. It will challenge him. It will make him bring the best out of him. So if he is challenged, why did he take single payer off the table for health insurance when he favored it? Why is he expanding the military-industrial powers and the wars overseas like George Bush? Why has he gone soft on Wall Street and just lately thrown aside the best enforcer he could ever have, Elizabeth Warren, which is sort of the last straw for the liberal progressives in this country? There are a lot of issues, card check, minimum wage, all the things he promised in 2008. He was going to revise NAFTA. He never even tried.
He never even tried. In the interview, Nader stressed again and again that a primary challenge to Obama would not be waged to defeat him, but to generate a robust debate and to put liberal progressive issues on the national agenda in 2012. And in fact, they have not been on the table. They have been pushed to the back. I mean, if you take a look over the past couple of weeks or months here, we heard plenty about the Republican budget, Paul Ryan's attempt to gut Medicare, to kill Medicare, to replace it with a voucher program. We were told that we had to cut spending. We could not increase revenues. We were lied to by Republicans that, you know, they're interested in jobs, even while they never put forward a single jobs proposal, even while, they're putting a gun to the head of the U.S. economy, to the head of the world economy through this debt ceiling debate, which will cost jobs. A new report out just yesterday says that the bill that the president of the United States agreed to with the Republicans will result in the loss of 1.8 million jobs. So I think it's a topic worth discussing. Now, Nader is not the only high-profile figure, of course, to float the possibility of a primary challenge to the president. Not of late. Ross Story reported late last week that, quote, Rep. Dennis Kucinich, I remember him, said Thursday that President Barack Obama, quote, absolutely ought to face a Democratic primary challenge from the left in 2012. Predicting that it would make him stronger, but Kucinich went on to rule himself out as that challenger. Also, Vermont's very popular Senator Bernie Sanders, and he is very popular among certainly among folks on the left and among folks independents up there in Vermont. He is an independent. He has caucused with the Democrats, of course. He said on the Tom Hartman radio show recently that he also thinks a primary challenger to President Barack Obama would be useful.
You know, and I think one of the reasons the president has been able to move so far to the right is that there is no primary opposition to him. To begin contrasting what is a progressive agenda as opposed to what Obama is doing. Discouragement is not an option. I think it would be a good idea if President Obama faced some primary opposition. Most importantly, people have got to educate, organize, bring people together hold their elected officials accountable.
Hold elected officials accountable. How do you do that? How do you do that if you're a Democrat? How do you do that if you're a supporter of Barack Obama and you're told by, you're told by everyone that you can't criticize the president? You know, putting forward a progressive challenger in the Democratic process would split the party, would hurt the party. How do you do that? Well, over this past weekend, as word leaked out about this debt ceiling deal brokered between Obama and the Republicans, which included historic spending cuts, but it had no increases in revenue, nothing, as John Boehner, a Republican Speaker of the House, would go on to argue, he said he got 98% of what he wanted. 98% of what he wanted. Heck of a job, Mr. President. So as all of this was going on over the weekend, some 75 progressive caucus members of the California Democratic Party passed a resolution in support of, yes, you guessed it, a Democratic primary challenge to Barack Obama. According to the statement from the progressive caucus posted along with their resolution, they said that, gathering in Anaheim during an executive board meeting of the CDP, the California Democratic Party, the group overwhelmingly endorsed the resolution following a discussion on the importance of not only challenging the far-right agenda of unmitigated corporate greed, but also the current administration's willingness to slash $650 billion from Social Security and Medicare. Now, we had hoped to speak, as I said at the top of the show, we had hoped to speak with the California Democratic Party's progressive chair, Karen Bernal. And what's the story, Des? Do we have the phones are down? Or
unfortunately, yeah. Sorry, producer Desi Doyen here. And it does seem that we are having a malfunction with the telephones here. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to talk at the moment with Karen Bernal.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it? As soon as I'm talking about challenging
Barack Obama.
She's there. She's
waiting.
She would love
to talk about
this.
Oh,
no, I don't blame her. I suspect this is a huge... Oh, thumbs up. We got phone.
Oh, good. Okay. Right, let me go get her on the phone.
Get out of here and go get her on the phone. All right. In the meantime, by the way, if you have a thought on this, you will soon, of course, be able to call into the show if we have time, 818-985-5735, if in fact the phones if they're fixed. And as well, you can tweet me at the Brad Blog if you have any thoughts on all of this. And yes, we do have Karen. All right, just in time. Well done, KPFK. Karen Bernal, welcome to KPFK. Not a moment too soon. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing fine, Brad. How are you?
Thanks
for having me.
Sure. Thank you for being had. I'm sorry about the delay in getting to you here, but give us an idea. What the hell you progressives at the California Democratic Party were thinking this weekend when you passed this resolution in support of a presidential primary challenge to Barack Obama?
Well, I want to be clear about, first off, what it is that we passed. We did indeed pass the resolution, but the call for a primary challenge was really conditional. It was possible. We laid out some things, and I think as it's worded, if I could just read this here.
Sure.
It says... therefore, be it resolved to make our views heard, the Progressive Caucus of the California Democratic Party will begin the process of contacting other Democratic organizations, Democratic Party members, and public organizations that share our views on the issues and which seek to alter the course of history by exploring other steps to effect a necessary change, including a possible primary challenge to President Obama. It does not outright go there. It's just saying that, hey, that's in the mix.
Why doesn't it, Karen? Why doesn't it outright go there? You list, before you get to that last paragraph that you just read there, you list a whole bunch of whereases concerning his unilateral closed-door budget offer to slash Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, determination to escalate U.S. militarism through illegal secret CIA drone attacks and unauthorized wars, willingness to extend the Bush tax cuts for millionaires, and on and on and on. You list these things that, in fact... you know, had anybody said 3 years ago that that's what Barack Obama would do in office, people would have laughed. And these things are actually counter to many of the things that he did promise. So why are you playing it safe here? Why aren't you out and out calling for this Democratic challenge, Karen?
That you know, that's funny that you say that we're playing it safe, because I guess it's all a matter of the setting at which this action takes place, that one can call it whatever they want to call it. I mean, mind you, if you were in the party and on the various listservs on the party here, we're being called everything from traitorous to using the race card to just, you know, crazy. And,
right.
And so I think I hear what you're saying, and it's true that we're going there. I think a lot of it is that we recognize perhaps the context of where we're operating, number one, the Democratic Party, and the fact that we live in times where it is the cult of personality. We understand the uniqueness of this president being the first sitting black president, and that, you know, the star power that goes with that and the need to want to protect that. However, we also know that, and in addition to that, we also know what's on the other side, which is just sheer insanity in the form of the right wing. So we're aware of that as well. That said, we honestly believe that where we came to with this is that we were basically put into a place where we can either be loyal to the core Democratic Party principles, all the reasons why we became Democrats, and to a president. And that's what it boiled down to. We really feel that we are defending traditional core Democratic Party principles in the New Deal, the war, and the war on poverty, social net programs, in addition to other issues that we relate to on the left.
Vijay Prashad wrote over at Counterpunch, just to sort of underscore some of the politics in play here that you discussed, Karen Bernal. He wrote about this resolution to in support of a presidential primary challenge. He said right after the vote, this was over last week. It was a Saturday or Sunday, Karen, I think.
It was Saturday.
He writes right after the vote, the same hall was to host an event by Organizing for America, OFA, the election arm of the Obama reelection campaign. It was a tense moment as the OFA crowd and some members of the African American caucus came to challenge the progressives' decision. One person who stood beside Assemblyman Mike Davis called the progressives' resolution stupid. And Vijay Prashad goes on to say, a better word is brave. So you were getting a lot of blowback on this from the African-American caucus of the California Democratic Party, Karen?
Well, I would say it would be more correct to say elements of the African-American caucus, because to be quite honest, the chair of the caucus, Mr. Darren Parker himself, is a very reasonable man, and he could see where this was going. He does not want to see the Progressive Caucus suffer because of the fact that we dare to dissent. Because once this goes there with one caucus, obviously other caucuses, it can happen to other caucuses. So to that extent, he will not, for instance, call for us to be punished in any kind of way, although there are some elements of the caucus that would like to see that. I'd also like to point out that a couple of the members, Progressive Caucus members, who helped draft the resolution are also themselves members of the African American Caucus as well. So I you know, it's really, while the race issue is there, it's really opportunistic in the most cynical sense to try to indulge that. We know that our grievances with President Obama, the policies that he has promoted, in fact, are going to hurt communities of color, of which I am a member of, and more than anyone else.
LAProgressive.com wrote that to give tempers a chance to cool on all sides after this resolution came up, an objection to consideration motion was made, which essentially tabled the challenge until the next executive board meeting of the California Democratic Party in November. In the meantime, the Rules Committee is likely to study the matter and produce a report according to the Rules Committee Chair Gary Shea. I'm struck, Karen, by your use of the word punished. Why in hell? Explain it to me. I'm not a party guy. I'm not a Democratic Party guy. I don't know how this works. Explain to me, why would there even be a discussion about punishing the Progressive Caucus of the California Democratic Party for daring to bring up the idea that Obama be primaried here and be held to the progressive values of the Progressive Caucus? Punished?
Well, let's put it this way. On paper, we violated no rules, and that's obvious from any reading of the bylaws. The reality of it is, you know, after all, one of the functions of a political party is to be behind its perhaps nominees. And in this case, most people treat as a fait accompli that President Obama will be that nominee.
Well, and that's right. He's not the nominee yet.
Well, let me just continue. But what we are saying here is that this is a statement of conscience, number one. Number two, it is absolutely a tool to push the debate. And three, I think that it's one of those things where we have decided, like I said, we could either be loyal to a president or loyal to our Democratic Party core principles, and we chose the latter. I think that the breaking point.
Well, no wonder they
want
to.
No. willing to negotiate away the social safety nets and on top of everything else. But that was really the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, yes, and of course you want to be loyal to your Democratic Party core values. So of course there was discussion about punishing you for that. Pardon me, but that's just insane. Let me, if I could, Karen, I'd like to get in a call or two here. 818-985-5735. We've only got very few minutes left, but let me see how many calls I can get in, because I'd like to bring in some other voices on this. Aaron from Orange County, you're on KPFK with Brad Friedman and Karen Bernal, chair of the California Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Okay, first of all, they're playing right into the hands of the people who put Obama into power anyway. You have a structural power problem here. You can't just keep changing the pieces. The media controls the narrative, so they've convinced everybody that Social Security and Medicare is the problem. They put experts for the last 3 years saying this, and they'll pull that. Okay, the other problem is...
Aaron, doesn't the president... Hang on, Aaron. Doesn't the president of the United States have the bully pulpit to counter that
narrative?
No, he
doesn't have the
bully
pulpit.
Okay.
Because they only put Republicans on TV, except for MSNBC. They're preaching to the choir, so it doesn't make any difference.
Aaron, they'll put the president on TV, but... Okay, go ahead. Quickly make your point.
Okay, this is what we need.
Right.
Everybody's looking for an easy way out. You need strikes. You need movement activism. You need boycotts. You need to take over the Capitol. This is the only way you got change. This is what FDR had. He had 5,000 strikes to back up. Then when he said this is what the American people want, that's what they got. You can't just have people making these little silly motions. You got to put your life on the line and be willing to go to jail, just like Martin Luther King, to get change in this country.
All right, Aaron, I appreciate it. And you make the point that FDR... You can hang on, Karen. He made the point that, you know, FDR called for this and the people showed up. The question is, you know, is Obama calling for this? If he did, I suspect the people might show up. But your thoughts, Karen?
Yes. I mean, in so many ways, when President Obama got elected, he did have his make me do it kind of moment where he told us that we have to keep his feet to the fire. And in a way, this is a kind of pushing that, upping the ante, so to speak, on this. Because quite frankly, I'm sure everyone on this program who's listening to this is very aware of the numerous times that we have written letters, emailed, phone called, had mass actions in front of, and somehow all of these actions have basically filled up a landfill because that's where they've gone. It's fallen on deaf ears, and it seems that nothing is being listened to. Now, I'm not suggesting that this won't end up in the same place. But in any case, we thought about all of these things, stopping short of it, and it's kind of a checklist of been there, done that. And so we were also encouraged in the days up to this with a comment that Congressman Conyers had made, where he's quoted as saying, we've got to march on him. We want him to know from this day forward that we've had it. We want him to come out on our side and advocate, not to watch and wait and see what they're doing in the House and Senate. We are suffering.
Karen, let me try to get in another call, because we're just coming up to the top of the hour, unfortunately. But I got a lot of folks in favor, almost all of them here, in favor of what you're calling for, a Democratic challenge to President Obama. Fabi in Chino Hills, welcome to KPFK. Your thought very quickly.
Support progressive Democrats to challenge. Actually, progressive, period. So don't call them Democrats, because I think Democrats' word is getting dirty as Republican right now. And we need to bring it out that they are really making a trick on us. Both of them, they already knew that's what they're going to come out with, this resolution, the last minute, to make us think that they are really caring about us. But I don't think they really do care about anything. In 2 years, we're going to have the same mess, and they will keep bailing out banks and giving money to Wall Street, and then they are, in turn, they go make wars around the world and take other people's assets and then kill innocent people, and then we are the one terrorizing the world.
Thank you, Fabi. I got to get out. Appreciate your call. Very quickly, if Ria in Woodland Hills can, if you can give me your thought in about 15 seconds here, I'd appreciate it, Ria. Do I have Ria in Woodland? Okay. Your closing thoughts here, Karen. How can people proceed to support you in this, or to voice against you in this issue? Have I lost Karen?
Hello.
There you go, Karen. Okay. I was saying, how can people contact you to help out in favor of this resolution, or let you know that they're against it?
Hello.
Karen, can you hear me? Okay, we're back to our same problems with the phones. Well, fair enough, because we're at the top of the hour anyway. So my thanks to Karen Bernal, along with my apologies there for losing her. Des, give her a call, and please send those apologies. That was Karen Bernal, chair of the California Democratic Party's Progressive Caucus. You can get more information on them at progressivecaucuscdp.org. This question, a lot of responses on Twitter today about this question, because we discussed it at bradblog.com. S.J. Dorst says, hell yes to a progressive primary challenge. Are you kidding? Says, yes, the more the merrier. Maybe if there are enough questions from many directions, truth will have a chance. A couple of folks against, saying it would be a waste of time, energy, and money. Please ring in at bradblog.com or via the Twitters, where I am the Bradblog. Great talking to you here this afternoon. We'll be back same time next week, same Brad time, same Brad channel. Until then, from bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman. We'll see you at the blog. Thanks for listening.